Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And good Saturday morning to you, and good luck to the contestants in this morning's 91st annual, 91 years and still going very strong, the Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo taking place on Dauphin Island. We'll peek in on the leaderboard and give you some of the highlights as that rodeo goes on. Today is the midday. It will wrap up tomorrow over there at Dauphin Island. We also have a national champion to congratulate this morning. That's right, Louisiana's fourth shooting team. This is the 4-H shooting team. This will be their fourth national championship in 5 years. And if you're one of many freshwater anglers who enjoy fishing the Atchafalaya Basin, and I know there are thousands of you that do, if you're concerned about its future, there's going to be a meeting coming up this week, and you can voice your opinion and concerns and talk with the representatives of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to tell you where and when that'll take place. Also, we have the latest red snapper count, and we'll take a look at the Coastal Conservation Association, that star tournament leaderboard, give you some of the highlights there. You know, last week, if you were tuned in, a listener asked about what I know and think about bow fishing, saltwater bow fishing in Louisiana. This morning, I'm going to talk about what the facts are and what the fiction is. I'll be tuned in for that. And for those of you who follow our Bad Boys of the Outdoors story, well, today we have another bogus charter fishing captain. We'll tell you his alleged crime and the possible penalties he's facing if convicted. And if you happen to have a successful or an unsuccessful, for that matter, because it helps to talk about those two places to stay away from, fishing trip this week, we'd like to include it, along with your comments, your questions, and your reports with the reports from our professional captains. You can do that by texting your message real-time to the studio, 504-260-1870. That's, again, it's 504-260-1870. If you're headed out and you've been out, well, you kind of know we've kind of got into a rut this week as far as the weather. Pop-up showers, some can be intense in little small areas. Some people get no rain. Just got to be careful when you're on the water if you should encounter one of those. Otherwise, you're looking at offshore conditions, 8 to 15 knot winds this morning out of the southwest, 1 to 2 foot seas. And right now we're looking at some pretty level seas, which is good for the offshore fishermen. On the interior lakes and bays, southwest winds 6 to 12 knots. Average tide range rocking and rolling, 1.8. Got a lot of water moving out there. Our Mississippi River stage holding steady at 6 foot. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Rain chances, yeah. You know, it's hard for a meteorologist to predict, but they give you a 60% and a 70% tomorrow, 60 today. Just watch out for pop-up storms because you may encounter those. And as a matter of fact, I was looking at some a little earlier this morning, and They had a pretty good little storm passed across the tip of the boot down there around Buras and Port Sulphur, and we'll talk to Captain Ryan Lambert and not only get some fishing information but also some up-to-the-minute weather reports for you. We got all that coming up. We got a lot of great lineup of our fishing reporters. We'll be talking to Robbie Campbell when we come back after this break from Shell Beach. We also have Kirk Stansel from Hackberry Rod and Gun going to talk to us about the fishing in southwest Louisiana. Daryl Carpenter's down in Grand Isle. Mike Gallo over there, he's born on the bayou on Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area. Eric Mohabarak with the Paddler's Report. And, of course, Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, will be here with us. So a lot to talk about. Glad you decided to spend part of your Saturday morning as you head for your trip to the great outdoors. We do this each and every Saturday morning. In fact, next Saturday, the 27th, will be the 35th anniversary of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Where did the time go? Back with the show right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the radar just taking a pleasant turn. A lot of the stuff is cleared up for the time being. I'm sure there's going to be storms moving in across the coast and along the Gulf. But right now, most of our listening area, except for some areas in extreme southwest Louisiana and way out beyond Black Bay and Chandelier Island, south of Dauphin Island. There's a little bit of a storm out there, nothing real serious. Otherwise, looks pretty clear. Let's talk to Robbie Campo at Shell Beach and find out what he's dealing with. Robbie, the weather's been certainly a factor this week. You know, some people getting rained on, others not. You just got to, bide your time and keep your eye on the horizon. And when those storms, you see them, run from them and duck and dodge, you know, play a little tag with them. How's the fishing been?
You know, Don, other than the weather, the fishing has been excellent. You couldn't ask for a better trout bite than we've been having around here. I'm telling you, we've been seeing a lot of trout coming in to the table. Everybody, you know, a lot of smiles on their faces. Everybody seems to be pretty happy with it. But you do have to keep your eyes open out there, and you have to dodge some storms. That is one of the key things out there right now is, you know, these pop up showers that come. It's typical summertime weather. We got a downpour here yesterday, I guess midday or 2 o'clock-ish or whatever. And I tell you, Don, it must have dumped 3 inches of rain here in just a little bitty while. So, you know, these little cells pack a powerful punch. They got a lot of wind in them, so be very careful when you're out there. But I tell you, Don, you know, we're starting to see some fish being caught on the west side over toward Iron Banks, where we haven't seen fish being caught over that way in quite some time. Which is good to see. So that means our river stages has got to be coming down if you're catching fish at Iron Banks. And now there are some pick throughs in them, but there's pick throughs in them everywhere. So, but it's a lot of action. Red fishing has slowed down, but they did catch a few redfish yesterday on Proctor Point. So you have that to go do if you want to go red fishing today, if that's what you want to do. But as far as the trout bite goes, can't ask for a better one than we've been having in the last 2.5 weeks here. It's just been spectacular.
Yeah, we got a good tide range. How's the bait situation? I know the shrimp have been run a little small, which is typical for this time of year.
Well, we are in full transition mode from brown shrimp to white shrimp. So, but our bait situation is, for the most part, numbers. We're good. Our tanks are full, so we have plenty on hand. you know, and every bait catcher, every bait shop is kind of experiencing the same thing. We're all going through, you know, and people are complaining, and it happens every year, Don. There's nothing that we can do about it. It just takes a couple weeks for these shrimp to get, you know, we get up in that 70, 80, 60, 70 range. But they're small. I mean, you know, they got small ones in them. There's nothing that we could do about it. You know, one day you're a hero, the next day you're zero. You know, you got nice bait one day. So that's the gist of it. There ain't no getting around it. You know what I mean? So,
Robbie, when they're small, you put two of them on the hook. Just double
exactly
up on
right.
Them. That's it.
You know, so, I mean, no, you know, I know people are upset with it, but look, there's nothing that we could do about it. You know, it's just the way it is, and I wish things could change. You know, and I wish they were all you know, that 70-count shrimp, because that's the 60-70-count shrimp. That's the perfect bait. But unfortunately, that's just not the way it is. So, I mean, you got to take what God gives you and just be happy with that.
Absolutely. Well, so far it's been a good summer. Let's hope it continues. Robbie, thanks for the report as always, and we'll talk with you next week.
Don, I heard from Wingbone yesterday. He said my call will be here Monday. So I wanted to mention that, and thanks to him again for making me one. So, yep, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Hey, how's it getting to you?
He's mailing it.
Oh, okay, because I was headed over that way next week.
He packaged it, and he said, I'm going to mail it to you. So I said, okay, I'll be looking for it Monday. I'll be looking for it to come in the mail.
Well, take a picture of it and post it on your Facebook page. The guy does some
I
great
will do
work.
I will do that. I promise you.
All right, yep, Robbie.
I will do that.
Thank you,
buddy. Okay, talk to you later, Don. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, he's talking about our buddy Wingbone over there in Wilmer, Alabama. Makes turkey calls out of wing bones, old school style. He's made me one, and that's one of my bucket list items, to kill a wild turkey using that wing bone call. All right, want to update you on the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo going on right now. Boy, this is a big one. It's the second oldest in the country, right behind the Grand Isle Rodeo. I believe it is the largest rodeo with 4,000 fishermen. 75,000 people go there as spectators. There's 33 categories. It's held every year on Dauphin Island, sponsored by the Mobile, Alabama JCs. Looking at the leaderboard, and you can check their live leaderboard, Matthew Grimes has almost a 26-pound black drum for first place there. Let's see, we've got Derek Rogers came in with a 432-pound bull shark. If he holds on to first place through tomorrow, that'll be worth $6,000. Nathan Vaughn has a 120.8-pound yellowfin tuna. That's another great fish. And you can see these fish on display if you head on down to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Over $450,000 in cash and prizes. They got live weigh-ins. They've got all kind of Calcuttas and certain categories that you can pick up and enter and earn a lot of money. It's a great event. A lot of people go there, and they've been celebrating it for 91 years, Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo. Next week, the oldest rodeo, the Grand Isle. They call it the granddaddy of them all. That's at the Grand Isle, at the down on the end of the island there, Grand Isle Marina, July 25th, 26th, and 27th. And then at the same time, Faux Pas goes on in Venice, Louisiana. A lot of fishing activity going to be taking place offshore, inshore. Lots of different categories in both of those events. All right, we come back after this. Going to give you the update on the red snapper count. And also we'll talk a little bit about bow fishing, what it is and what it ain't. Stick around. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, you know, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries keeps real close tabs, as close as you can within a couple of weeks, on the harvest, the catch of the red snapper in Louisiana, the landings, and based on that, that determines when the season will be closed in real-time landings. That's why you get the ROLP, the Recreational Offshore Landing Permit. That allows, through your reporting and the reporting of recreational charter captains, the number of fish that are landed. We are assigned this year almost 1 million pounds, 934,587 pounds of red snapper. We have caught 607,581, which represents about 65% of the total. And they will continue. Now, remember, we're off the seven-day-a-week fishing schedule. That's how it started. Now it's back to three-day weekends. So Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday, red snappers open, and having it reduced to 3 days a week will certainly reduce the catch rate. But what that will do, the good thing, it extends the season later into the year. I'm thinking probably October, maybe, depending on the weather and how the bite goes. But that's where we stand now on red snapper. Last week, we had a text message that came in wanting to know about bow fishing and the impact on red fishing for saltwater bow fishing. And I'll tell you what my experience is. I do it a couple times a year. It's a lot of fun. It's not easy. It's much easier to catch a redfish on a shrimp under a cork than it is to hit it with an arrow, let me tell you. And a lot of people have a misconception about the lights in the fish's eyes freezes it, and it's like shooting a deer in a headlight. That's not true. A lot of times it's a moving target. The phenomenon known as refraction, which distorts the image that you see when you're looking at it through water, causes you to have to shoot below the fish. Now, just how many inches or what angle below the fish depends on the distance, depends on the water depth, and if the fish is moving, it's very, very hard to do. It's not easy at all. But anyway, that being said, a lot of fingers were pointed and have been at bow fishing, particularly the charter captains who do it, about over-harvesting the redfish. It caused the redfish limits to be changed, that they were the prime candidate for that. Well, here's what the facts show. You know, now the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, if you bow fish, you are required to have a permit. This is going to give them an idea of how many people are doing it, how many fish are being taken, because up to this point, they really had no data. Well, since this was instituted, where the bow fishing, it's a free permit. You get it just like you get your offshore permit. There's been 731 permits, 43 to charter captains and 688 to private. All right, now let's compare how many people are out there bow fishing to people with rods and reels. The best I can get, and I can't get a real hard, accurate number from Wildlife and Fisheries, and I don't know, they should have it, but the best I can get is somewhere in the neighborhood of 600,000 saltwater anglers with rods and reels. That's combined with the license sales, people who are exempt, lifetime license holder, kids, anybody under the age, they still fishing. They get a limit, but they don't have to have a license. So if you're looking at 600,000 versus 731, let's just assume that everybody goes out one time and they have a great day. They catch their four fish limit of redfish. The rod and reel anglers would catch 2.4 million redfish. Now, how many would be shot with bows and arrows if everybody that has a permit went out that same day and they got their four fish too? 2,752. You're looking at almost 1,000 times more harvest from rod and reel. So when you take into consideration, they say, well, yeah, well, if you shoot a redfish and it's undersized, you can't release it. Well, there's a lot of gut-hooked redfish. The gills are torn, people mishandling them, releasing them. So all that goes into effect. But you're talking about a minuscule number of fish being taken by bow fishing as compared to rod and reel anglers. Now, if there's more accurate or updated data that shows that there's a whole lot more people doing it, I don't believe that bow fishermen are any more successful than rod and reel. I think the rod and reel fishermen will outdo the bow fishermen as far as the take. But the numbers, they don't lie, and that's what you're looking at. 2,752 compared to 2.4 million redfish. Now, some negatives on bow fishing. I understand people who have duck leases and hunting areas where there's also fishing going on. I don't think there'd be a problem in banning bow fishing during the duck season. I think whoever the landowner is, or if it's a management area, they can institute a temporary ban for the 60-day season on ducks, because if you're running an airboat at night, you're certainly going to disturb roosting ducks, and they ain't going to be there in the morning. As far as the redfish problem, I think they might want to turn more scrutiny to the menhaden, the pokey boat industry. If anybody is over-harvesting, especially the breeding stock, it's going to be the menhaden industry. And I don't know that if enough research and data accumulation has been done to see the impact on that. Anyway, that's what I've got. If you've got something more definitive on how many fish are being taken by bow fishermen, I'd like to hear from you. All right, we'll be right back after this. Going to talk about the Louisiana 4-H shooting sports team. Phenomenal bunch of guys and girls. We'll be back with that, some more fishing reports, stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we'd like to ask you to help congratulate our Louisiana 4-H shooting sports team for winning the 4-H shooting sports national championship that was held in Grand Island, Nebraska earlier this month. This is the fourth national championship for the Louisiana team in the last 5 years. They won first place in two events, the air pistol and the small bore rifle. Second in two events, which was the hunting skills and compound archery. And third in two events, small bore pistol and that air rifle. We actually went out with them a couple of years ago when they won the national championship and did a Bayou Wild TV episode. So I invite you to tune that in. It involves archery, pistol, rifle, hunting skills. It's really a great program. And if you want to find out more about it, it's open up these clubs to any kids that are age 8 to 18, both male and female. And it's, again, they get to learn marksmanship, safe, responsible use of firearms. They learn a little bit about hunting and archery. And if you want to look up more information, go to the number 4-HShootingSports.org. That's 4-HShootingSports.org. And again, congratulations to the Louisiana team. We can certainly be proud of them. All right, we'll be right back, and I'm going to hit some of the highlights of the CCA Star Tournament, which is in full swing, goes until Labor Day, and also we'll get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking on our text message board. Let's see. Let's get back to earlier this morning. The Lafayette Yacker, our buddy, a regular listener, he's over in sunny, hot California listening to us. No boudin, no biscuits, no coffee. Boy, you're in trouble, huh? Yacker. Anyway, he's says happy anniversary. Well, that's a little week ahead of time, but I think we'll make it. 35th anniversary show coming up next year. And thanks to the Lafayette Yacker, he's stranded out there in hot California. All right, we've got, Captain Ross L. said he didn't do much fishing this week, but he's running down to the camp in Dulac to give it a shot. Weather not looking good, but you can't catch fish sitting on the couch. Yeah, well, it's only water as long as you stay away from the lightning. Just watch for those storms if you're headed out on the water. All right, we got old man Sam. He is producing some Pappy James Chunky Junk Salsa in Hammond. Hammond's going to be burning up today. Main ingredient, homegrown Creole tomatoes. Yum, yum. Have a bite for me, old man Sam. All right, we have the Steel Man. He checks in from Madisonville. He went looking for reds around Point Lahash last Sunday. He found nice water, but no redfish. He says he's going to get back after all the rain. So that's from our buddy, the Steel Man. All right, we got, Wingbone says you either get rain or hot weather in Wilmer, Alabama. And a question on the bow fishing. It says, can you bow hunt? I'm assuming it says bow fishing is what he means. While you're diving, I've never shot a regular bow underwater, so I don't know what the accuracy and the efficiency and the distance to kill a fish would be with a regular bow, but I don't think it'd be illegal. It might be considered spear fishing if you do it underwater. I'm not sure about that. All right, we have this one from our buddy Captain Rob, and he says, your take on the bow fishing was spot on, especially closing during the duck season. Yeah, I'm thinking that probably would be a good idea, but I think it would have to be done upon request, and certain areas could be off limits for bow fishing during the open duck season. All right, if you fish the Atchafalaya Basin, and I know thousands and thousands of you do, it's one of the great freshwater fishing treasures we have. Some people are concerned about the future of the fish, and there's going to be a public meeting this Tuesday, and it will be at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office. That's on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. Biologists are going to be there. They're going to present current and past data talking about the fishing trends in the basin. They're going to have an emphasis on bass and also the crappie populations. A lot of you know that as sockeye. They're going to include bass stocking, restocking in the basin, the regulations, do they need to be changed, size or creel, and they'll give a description of their pilot tournament information project that's going to be implemented. So you'll be invited to ask questions or express concerns. I do not know if this is going to be Zoomed. I would suggest you check on that. Otherwise, it's going to be strictly in person. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock Tuesday in the Joe Herring Room, they call it, in the Wildlife and Fisheries Building on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. All right, sneak preview, Bayou Wild TV. What are you going to be looking at this week? Well, it'll be one of our trips to the Cajun Invasion. Boy, those are some great trips we did. This one's the Alaska Kenai Peninsula Salmon. Went out on a float plane to do some salmon fishing and then also showed how they, at least the residents of Alaska, are allowed to dip net salmon. And we've got sockeye salmon on the smoker, a little cooking recipe done by our co-host Martha Spencer. So tune us in, Bayou Wild TV. If you don't know where we air, check it out on our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. And you can watch all the back episodes. You can find us there on YouTube. Check it out. And then next week, we'll continue with the Cajun Invasion features. We'll be fishing out of Seward for halibut and rockfish, and giving you a gorgeous look at the Kenai Fjords National Park Glacier and a marine wildlife tour. And I'll be doing my coconut lime panko rockfish. Whew, that's a good one. I wish I had some rockfish, but not many of them on the Gulf Coast. You got to go to Alaska or up north or west coast to get them. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head a little bit west. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. He's over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're back with his report and more right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
And let's bring in Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and find out what the latest is over there in the southwest Louisiana area. Captain Kirk, how's things going over there? You guys have been getting some rough weather.
We've been dodging thunderstorms, you know. In fact, man, it was nice when I got over here to the lodge this morning, and everything was, you know, you could see some lightning off out in the Gulf, and then right here before we're fixing to depart, there's storms starting to roll in. That's been the MO the last week. It's just, you know, dodging thunderstorms.
Yep, that's all part of it. How's the trout bite been?
It was really good last weekend. And starting about the middle of the week with these storms and stuff, it's just not real good. I mean, it's been okay, but not real good. I mean, last weekend it was on fire. Everybody was catching limits. But this week, and we had that light north wind over the weekend and the beachfront where we were catching the fish. The lake on the inside, it's been a grind.
You know, Kirk, the founder of Hackberry Rod and Gun, Terry Shaughnessy, used to say his slogan was, you should have been here yesterday. Maybe we need to change that. You should have been here last weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right, yeah. Old Terry, you know, we lost him here about almost 2 years ago to the day. And,
yeah.
He was quite,
they don't make them like that anymore. That mold got broke,
right,
huh?
That guy was something.
How about some other type fish, maybe some sheep's head or some flounder and redfish?
Flounder and redfish have been hard to come by. There's a lot of sheep head. I have one captain that really goes out and targets them, whenever the bite's slow and everything else. And
he's been doing real well on sheephead, just finding rocks, you know, like the jetties or in the lake or along the ship channel, someplace where there's rocks, and he's catching the sheephead.
I tell you, that to me is the most underutilized, unappreciated saltwater fish that swims in the waters. I mean, it's a great eating fish. They fight like hell. They're easy to find. There's no limit on size or creel. They're a little bit of a problem to clean, but once you get the hang of it and you learn how to deal around those bones and stuff, and, hey, a lot of people just do them in, like a redfish and put them on the grill. They're great fish, yeah. But, you know, I guess that name and those big teeth just doesn't do it justice.
You're right. And forever down here, we have all been just spoiled with plenty of speckled trout and redfish. And it's getting to where, you know, when times are tough, you know, you try to find something, you know, to pull somebody's line.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't throw them away. I'll certainly keep them, especially the bigger ones. Matter of fact, I'm looking, and, man, they had one caught over 8 pounds brought into the Star Tournament. That's a pretty big sheephead.
That's a stud there. That is a good one.
That's like an 8.5-pound bluegill.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that big wide body, they can get it sideways on you, and they can tug.
Yes, indeed. Well, anything else we need to know if folks are headed out there? How do they get in touch with you guys and find out about availability? You know, we're getting pretty close to that teal season. It's kind of sneaking up on us, and people might want to get their bait set.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, by now, you know, late July, August, we get these fronts that get close to us, we'll start seeing a few teal come through. And, you know, that's September 14th it opens. And, yeah, we got room for blasting casts. So you can call here. I mean, from out of the area, it's a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391.
All right, and if they didn't get that number, they can go to your website or they can go to mine. You got a live camera there on the cleaning dock. And I noticed you've been doing a little bit of reports there lately. They got you doing some updates on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm doing some of that stuff. On Tuesdays, we call it the Tuesday evening report. So I kind of do that on Tuesdays at 6
o'clock. Well, good, man. I'm going to be tuned in for sure. Well, Kirk,
right.
Thanks for the report, the update. We always appreciate it. Always look forward to talking to you and even look forward more to going down there and getting with you.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure when you're here, Don.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good one.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Check him out. He's also on my website. If you go to DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, you can check it out there. All right, let's see. We got some more texts coming in. We got a good morning from a listener in Ohio. I think I know who that is. The Bayou Ball.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, we'd like to ask you to help congratulate our Louisiana 4-H shooting sports team for winning the 4-H shooting sports national championship that was held in Grand Island, Nebraska earlier this month. This is the fourth national championship for the Louisiana team in the last 5 years. They won first place in two events, the air pistol and the small bore rifle, second in two events, which was the hunting skills and compound archery, and third in two events, small bore pistol and that air rifle. We actually went out with them a couple of years ago when they won the national championship and did a Bayou Wild TV episode. So I invite you to tune that in. It involves archery, pistol, rifle, hunting skills. It's really a great program. And if you want to find out more about it, it's open up these clubs to any kids that are age 8 to 18, both male and female. And it's, again, they get to learn marksmanship, safe, responsible use of firearms. They learn a little bit about hunting and archery. And if you want to look up more information, go to the number 4-HShootingSports.org. That's 4-HShootingSports.org. And again, congratulations to the Louisiana team. We can certainly be proud of them. All right, we'll be right back, and I'm going to hit some of the highlights of the CCA Star Tournament, which is in full swing, goes until Labor Day, and also we'll get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking on our text message board. Let's see. Let's get back to early this morning, earlier, that is. The Lafayette Yacker, our buddy, a regular listener, he's over in sunny, hot California listening to us. No boudin, no biscuits, no coffee. Boy, you're in trouble, huh? Yacker. Anyway, he's says happy anniversary. Well, that's a little week ahead of time, but I think we'll make it. 35th anniversary show coming up next year. And thanks to the Lafayette Yacker, he's stranded out there in hot California. All right, we've got, Captain Ross L. said he didn't do much fishing this week, but he's running down to the camp in Dulac to give it a shot. Weather not looking good, but you can't catch fish sitting on the couch. Yeah, well, it's only water as long as you stay away from the lightning. Just watch for those storms if you're headed out on the water. All right, we got old man Sam. He is producing some Pappy James Chunky Junk Salsa in Hammond. Hammond's going to be burning up today. Main ingredient, homegrown Creole tomatoes. Yum, yum. Have a bite for me, old man Sam. All right, we have the Steel Man. He checks in from Madisonville. He went looking for reds around Point Lahash last Sunday. He found nice water, but no redfish. He says he's going to get back after all the rain. So that's from our buddy, the Steel Man. All right, we got, Wingbone says you either get rain or hot weather in Wilmer, Alabama. And a question on the bow fishing. It says, can you bow hunt? I'm assuming it says bow fishing is what he means. While you're diving, I've never shot a regular bow underwater, so I don't know what the accuracy and the efficiency and the distance to kill a fish would be with a regular bow. But I don't think it'd be illegal. It might be considered spear fishing if you do it underwater. I'm not sure about that. All right, we have this one from our buddy Captain Rob, and he says, your take on the bow fishing was spot on, especially closing during the duck season. Yeah, I'm thinking that probably would be a good idea, but I think it would have to be done upon request, and certain areas could be off limits for bow fishing during the open duck season. All right, if you fish the Atchafalaya Basin, and I know thousands and thousands of you do, it's one of the great freshwater fishing treasures we have. Some people are concerned about the future of the fish, and there's going to be a public meeting this Tuesday, and it will be at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office. That's on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. Biologists are going to be there. They're going to present current and past data talking about the fishing trends in the basin. They're going to have an emphasis on bass and also the crappie populations. A lot of you know that as Sockelay. They're going to include bass stocking, restocking in the basin, the regulations, do they need to be changed, size or creel, and they'll give a description of their pilot Tournament Information Project that's going to be implemented. So you'll be invited to ask questions or express concerns. I do not know if this is going to be Zoomed. I would suggest you check on that. Otherwise, it's going to be strictly in person. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock Tuesday in the Joe Herring Room, they call it, in the Wildlife and Fisheries Building on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. All right, sneak preview, Bayou Wild TV. What are you going to be looking at this week? Well, it'll be one of our trips to the Cajun Invasion. Boy, those are some great trips we did. This one's the Alaska Kenai Peninsula Salmon. I went out on a float plane to do some salmon fishing and then also showed how they, at least the residents of Alaska, are allowed to dip net salmon. And we've got sockeye salmon on the smoker, a little cooking recipe done by our co-host Martha Spencer. So tune us in, Bayou Wild TV. If you don't know where we air, check it out on our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. And you can watch all the back episodes. You can find us there on YouTube. Check it out. And then next week, we'll continue with the Cajun Invasion features. We'll be fishing out of Seward for halibut and rockfish, and giving you a gorgeous look at the Kenai Fjords National Park Glacier and a marine wildlife tour. And I'll be doing my coconut lime panko rockfish. Whew, that's a good one. I wish I had some rockfish, but not many of them on the Gulf Coast. You got to go to Alaska or up north or west coast to get them. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head a little bit west. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. He's over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're back with his report and more right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
And let's bring in Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and find out what the latest is over there in the southwest Louisiana area. Captain Kirk, how's things going over there? You guys have been getting some rough weather.
We've been dodging thunderstorms, you know. In fact, man, it was nice when I got over here to the lodge this morning, and everything was, you know, you could see some lightning off out in the Gulf, and then right here before we're fixing to depart, there's storms starting to roll in. That's been the MO the last week. It's just, you know, dodging thunderstorms.
Yep, that's all part of it. How's the trout bite been?
It was really good last weekend. And starting about the middle of the week with these storms and stuff, it's just not real good. I mean, it's been okay, but not real good. I mean, last weekend it was on fire. Everybody was catching limits. But this week, and we had that light north wind over the weekend and the beachfront where we were catching the fish. The lake on the inside, it's been a grind.
You know, Kirk, the founder of Hackberry Rod and Gun, Terry Shaughnessy, used to say his slogan was, "You should have been here yesterday." Maybe we need to change that. You should have been here last weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right, yeah. Old Terry, you know, we lost him here about almost 2 years ago to the day. And,
he was quite, I don't make him like that anymore. That mold got broke,
right,
huh?
That guy was something.
How about some other type fish, maybe some sheep's head or some flounder and redfish?
Flounder and redfish been hard to come by. There's a lot of sheep head. I have one captain that really goes out and targets them, whenever the bite's slow and everything else. And he's been doing real well on sheep head, just finding rocks, like the jetties or in the lake or along the ship channel, someplace where there's rocks, and he's catching the sheep head.
I tell you, that to me is the most underutilized, unappreciated saltwater fish that swims in the waters. I mean, it's a great eating fish. They fight like hell. They're easy to find. There's no limit on size or creel. They're a little bit of a problem to clean, but once you get the hang of it and you learn how to deal around those bones and stuff, and hey, a lot of people just do them like a redfish and put them on the grill. Hey, great fish, yeah. But you know, I guess that name and those big teeth just doesn't do it justice.
You're right. You know, and forever down here, we have all been just spoiled with plenty of speckled trout and redfish. And it's getting to where, you know, when times are tough, you know, you try to find something, you know, to pull somebody's line.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't throw them away. I'll certainly keep them, especially the bigger ones. Matter of fact, I'm looking, and man, they had one caught over 8 pounds brought into the Star tournament. That's a pretty big sheep head.
That's a stud there. That is a good one.
That's like an 8.5-pound bluegill.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that big wide body, they can get it sideways on you, and they can tug.
Yes, indeed. Well, anything else we need to know if folks are headed out there? How do they get in touch with you guys and find out about availability? You know, we're getting pretty close to that teal season. It's kind of sneaking up on us, and people might want to get their baits set.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, by now, you know, late July, August, we get these fronts that get close to us, we'll start seeing a few teal come through. And, you know, that's September 14th it opens. And, yeah, we got room for blasting cast. So you can call here, I mean, from out of the area. It's a toll-free number, 888-762-3391.
All right, and if they didn't get that number, they can go to your website or they can go to mine. You got a live camera there on the cleaning dock. And I noticed you've been doing a little bit of reports there lately. They got you doing some updates on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm doing some of that stuff. On Tuesdays, we call it the Tuesday evening report. So I kind of do that on Tuesdays at 6
o'clock. Well, good, man. I'm going to be tuned in for sure. Well, Kirk,
right.
Thanks for the report, the update. We always appreciate it. Always look forward to talking to you and even look forward more to going down there and getting with you.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure when you're here, Don.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good one.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Check him out. He's also on my website. If you go to DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, you can check it out there. All right, let's see. We got some more texts coming in. We got a good morning from a listener in Ohio. I think I know who that is. The Bayou Boy was wondering if there's any word on a comeback yet for the bass in the Lafitte area. I haven't got a bass report for Lafitte. I've had some pretty good bass trips. We used to fish with Captain Tofield Bourgeois, and he knew some of the little freshwater bayous underneath the cypress trees, and we'd catch quite a few bass, and sometimes they're mixed in with the redfish depending on the water salinity. But if anybody's been fishing bass in Lafitte and they want to share a report, you're welcome to do it. You can send that report to us at 504-260-1870. Hearing from our duck hunting buddy, Roland Cortez. He's headed to Lake Arthur to judge the United States Waterfowl World Calling Contest. Any callers out there, you can come out and compete or watch if you're in the area. It's going to be, where exactly, Roland? Text us back and let us know. I know it's Lake Arthur, but where specifically is the place? All right, 504-260-1870. That's our text line, and we're going to take a quick three-minute pause, and we come back. Darrell Carpenter is going to join us from Grand Isle. Been a great season down there on the island. I think it's going to continue so far. And only thing down there, they've also been plagued with some of those storms during the middle of the week. We'll find out what the weekend looks like after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the site of the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo is going to be Grand Isle next week. It will be, sometimes you wonder whether the island's going to sink from all the spectators and anglers that'll be there. And if you're going down there fishing next week, well, here's some tips from a guy named Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He's with us each and every Saturday morning. Darrell, how long have you been doing these reports?
Don, let's see. I've been doing this 21 years, so I guess me and you've been together 17, 18?
I was thinking around 20 years, close to it, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, it's my 21st year of guiding, so yeah, I mean, I wasn't around too long before we connected.
Yeah, well, what's been going on this week besides thunderstorms popping up almost daily?
Well, I mean, Don, you got to move around them, you got to run from them and kind of sometimes plan your trip around them. But the good thing is the fish have been accommodating pretty much anywhere you go. In fact, earlier this week, one of my trips, I was kind of glad a storm went away because I was being hard-headed and saying, no, I know these fish are going to bite. I know these fish are going to bite. And the storm drove me off, and I'd be darned as soon as we dropped trolling motors, like, damn, I wish I'd have been here at the beginning of this because now we're about through.
Yeah.
So it made us move and find a better bite. There's been fish everywhere, a lot of places. You get in that deeper water stuff, and you fish more to the bottom, and you're catching a little bit better sized fish. A lot of the places you go, you're having to weed through a lot of throwbacks. And, you know, you and I have talked many times over the years that when speckled trout are schooling, a lot of times if they're 12-inch fish, they're all going to be 12-inch fish. Well, this year hasn't been the norm. You'll catch 4 or 5 12-inch fish, and next thing you know, here comes a 19, 20-inch. Those fish are moving around, and, you know, when you were having some of those phone difficulties, I texted you one of those reports that I think some of these larger fish have done their spawning, and it's starting to kind of move back in a little bit. And I think that's what's starting to happen. We're seeing some really good fish on the interior oyster reefs and the interior, you know, the points and stuff that we like to fish. We're seeing some really good females, some larger females starting to gang back up on it. Now, maybe they're just moving around in between spawns, but there's certainly a lot of them still coming back to the inside. The ladyfish have shown up, so if you're fishing live bait, bring plenty. And what's really showed up and what's been driving us crazy tackle-wise is the daggum sharks. The sharks have shown up. You've heard complaints for years about them offshore. They're getting just about as bad inshore. You'd be reeling a trout in, and next thing you know, he turns into a really big fish for a few seconds, and then all you get back is a head. So, the sharks are definitely becoming a problem inshore.
Yeah, well, the sharks don't abide by the new regulations either. Huh? They'll take under a 13-inch trout if they can get it.
And they'll take over a 22.
Yeah, they will. They certainly will. Well, yeah, they've been problematic. The offshore fishermen have been dealing with it. Now it's the inshore fishermen, too. Darryl, where would you say has been the better action? Has it been to the east towards Lafitte, to the west towards Fouchon? Or are you sticking pretty close to home right there around the island?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of sticking close to home. And if I had to pick east or west, the west side started out a real bumpy year this year. They had, don't know where it was coming from, maybe some of those projects going on over there, but they had a lot of muddy, muddy water to the west. Fishing was very unpredictable to the point that you'd look up and it's like, I know him, he's from Leeville. What's he doing here? So they were running all the way almost to Port Sulphur from Leeville to find fish. So I would say the east has been better, but there's been a whole lot of trips where I never got out of sight of Grand Isle. In fact, this morning's going to probably be one of those because we're going to kind of watch for thunderstorms. You know, the problem is, well, like last week we ran all the way to the east. I ended up, and solely because thunderstorms and lightning was chasing me that way. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Remember, we talked about having to hide on rigs and stuff because when we ran out of places to run, it's like, guys, we just got to hide and wait it out. But there's a whole lot of fish right here close to the island, and a whole lot of birds have been working. We're getting some shrimp starting to move back in. The bait situation is a little bit tight if you're looking for shrimps. It's either you got little bitty ones or you got those 12-inch long shrimp, which is what I've got mostly. But, I mean, you haven't really needed it. I mean, the plastic is just wearing out these fish because they're hungry and they're looking for anything that moves.
Darryl, I know you don't do a lot of it anymore, but you do talk to people that do. How's the snapper fishing been for the mangroves and the red snapper off the island?
Last week was a little bit tough. The reports that I was getting from the folks that went out there anywhere close to Grand Isle was a little bit tough. And I don't know, maybe we had a little dead zone move in or something like that, because I was getting reports that places where they normally are catching 16, 18, 20-pound snapper, they were dropping down and wasn't able to lose a bait. It took some running around more to the west. That's, you know, that's one where one of the captains I was talking to who does that recreationally and, you know, just trying to pick my brain. Like I told him, whenever we ran into that kind of a problem when I was offshore fishing, the story was go west, young man, go west. Get further away from that river, and you're probably going to find fish that don't have as much pressure and better water quality. So, you know, it's been up and down. It's been up and down, but I suspect that won't last long. They'll be back.
All right, it's realscreamers.com, or you can go to my site, and you'll find Darryl's website there. You can link to it, and if you like, you can give him a call. Darryl, what is the best time to call a fishing guide to get information? You guys are up very early. You're getting customers out. You're coming back. You're cleaning fish. When would you suggest somebody call if they're going to call a captain?
Would probably be after lunch, sometime around the 2 o'clock time frame, 2 o'clock until about 8 o'clock. The only ones that really get me, and sometimes I don't answer, is the ones that call at 9:30 in August, and you know, and I'm like, nah, man, I've been asleep for an hour. I'm not answering this phone.
Yeah, leave me a message, and you can call them back. What's that phone number, Darryl?
Yeah, 225-937-6288. And, yeah, like I said, the big thing is, look, during our busy season, there's a many a days we don't get to see the sun go down.
Got it. Well, hope you get some fish. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be back with hour number two right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's bring in Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and find out what the latest is over there in the southwest Louisiana area. Captain Kirk, how's things going over there? You guys have been getting some rough weather?
We've been dodging thunderstorms, you know. In fact, man, it was nice when I got over here to the lodge this morning, and everything was, you know, you could see some lightning off out in the Gulf, and then right here before we're fixing to depart, there's storms starting to roll in. And, I mean, that's been the MO the last week. It's just, you know, dodging thunderstorms.
Yep, that's all part of it. How's the trout bite been?
It was really good last weekend, and starting about the middle of the week with these storms and stuff, it's just not real good. I mean, it's been okay, but not real good. I mean, last weekend it was on fire. Everybody was catching limits. But this week, and that, you know, and we had that light north wind over the weekend and the beachfront where we were catching the fish. The lake on the inside, it's been a grind.
You know, Kirk, the founder of Hackberry Rod and Gun, Terry Shaughnessy, used to say his slogan was, "You should have been here yesterday." Maybe we need to change that. You should have been here last weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right, yeah. Old Terry, you know, we lost him here about almost 2 years ago to the day. And,
yeah.
He was quite,
they don't make them like that anymore. That mold got broke,
right,
huh?
That guy was something.
How about some other type fish, maybe some sheep's head or some flounder and redfish?
Flounder and redfish have been hard to come by. There's a lot of sheep head. I mean, I have one captain that really goes out and targets them, you know, whenever the bite's slow and everything else. And he's been doing real well on sheep head, just finding rocks, you know, like the jetties or in the lake or along the ship channel, someplace where there's rocks, and he's catching the sheep head.
I tell you, that to me is the most underutilized, unappreciated saltwater fish that swims in the waters. I mean, it's a great eating fish. They fight like hell. They're easy to find. There's no limit on size or creel. They're a little bit of a problem to clean, but once you get the hang of it and you learn how to deal around those bones and stuff, and hey, a lot of people just do them in like a redfish and put them on the grill. They're great fish,
yeah.
But, you know, I guess that name and those big teeth just doesn't do it justice.
You're right. And forever down here, we have all been just spoiled with plenty of speckled trout and redfish. And it's getting to where, you know, when times are tough, you know, you try to find something, you know, to pull somebody's line.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't throw them away. I'll certainly keep them, especially the bigger ones. Matter of fact, I'm looking, and, man, they had one caught over 8 pounds brought into the Star Tournament. That's a pretty big sheep head.
That's a stud there. That is a good one.
That's like an 8.5-pound bluegill.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that big wide body, they can get it sideways on you, and they can tug.
Yes, indeed. Well, anything else we need to know if folks are headed out there? How do they get in touch with you guys and find out about availability? You know, we're getting pretty close to that teal season. It's kind of sneaking up on us, and people might want to get their bait set.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, by now, you know, late July, August, we get these fronts that get close to us, we'll start seeing a few teal come through. And, you know, that's September 14th it opens. And, yeah, we got room for blasting casts. So you can call here. I mean, from out of the area, it's a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391.
All right, and if they didn't get that number, they can go to your website or they can go to mine. You got a live camera there on the cleaning dock. And I noticed you've been doing a little bit of reports there lately. They got you doing some updates on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm doing some of that stuff on Tuesdays. We call it the Tuesday evening report. So I kind of do that on Tuesdays at 6
o'clock. Well, good, man. I'm going to be tuned in for sure. Well, Kirk,
right.
Thanks for the report, the update. We always appreciate it. Always look forward to talking to you and even look forward more to going down there and getting with you.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure when you're here, Don.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good one.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Check him out. He's also on my website. If you go to DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, you can check it out there. All right, let's see. We got some more texts coming in. We got a good morning from a listener in Ohio. I think I know who that is. The Bayou Boy was wondering if there's any word on a comeback yet for the bass in the Lafitte area. I haven't got a bass report for Lafitte. I've had some pretty good bass trips. We used to fish with Captain Tofield Bourgeois, and he knew some of the little freshwater bayous underneath the cypress trees, and we'd catch quite a few bass, and sometimes they're mixed in with the redfish depending on the water salinity. But if anybody's been fishing bass in Lafitte and they want to share a report, you're welcome to do it. You can send that report to us at 504-260-1870. Hearing from our duck hunting buddy, Roland Cortez. He's head of the Lake Arthur to judge the United States Waterfowl World Calling Contest. Any callers out there, you can come out and compete or watch if you're in the area. It's going to be, where exactly, Roland? Text us back and let us know. I know it's Lake Arthur, but where specifically is the place? All right, 504-260-1870. That's our text line, and we're going to take a quick three-minute pause, and we come back. Daryl Carpenter is going to join us from Grand Isle. Been a great season down there on the island. I think it's going to continue so far. And only thing down there, they've also been plagued with some of those storms during the middle of the week. We'll find out what the weekend looks like after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the site of the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo is going to be Grand Isle next week. It will be, sometimes you wonder whether the island's going to sink from all the spectators and anglers that'll be there. And if you're going down there fishing next week, well, here's some tips from a guy named Captain Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He's with us each and every Saturday morning. Daryl, how long have we been doing these reports?
Don, let's see. I've been doing this 21 years, so I guess me and you've been together 17, 18?
Yeah, I was thinking around 20 years, close to it, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, it's my 21st year of guiding, so yeah, I mean, I wasn't around too long before we connected.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on this week besides thunderstorms popping up almost daily?
Well, I mean, Don, you got to move around them, but you got to run from them and kind of sometimes plan your trip, but, you know, plan your trip around them. But the good thing is the fish have been accommodating pretty much anywhere you go. In fact, earlier this week, one of my trips, I was kind of glad a storm went away because I was being hard-headed and saying, no, I know these fish are going to bite. I know these fish are going to bite. And a storm drove me off, and I'll be darned as soon as we dropped trolling motors, like, damn, I wish I'd have been here at the beginning of this because now we're about through.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it made us move and find a better bite. You know, so, I mean, there's been fish everywhere, a lot of places. You get in that deeper water stuff, and you fish more to the bottom, and you're catching a little bit better size fish. A lot of the places you go, you're having to weed through a lot of throwbacks. And, you know, you and I have talked many times over the years that when speckled trout are schooling, a lot of times if they're 12-inch fish, they're all going to be 12-inch fish. Well, this year hasn't been the norm. You'll catch 4 or 5 12-inch fish, and next thing you know, here comes a 19, 20-inch. So, I mean, those fish are moving around, and, you know, when you were having some of those phone difficulties, I texted you one of those reports that I think some of these larger fish have done their spawning, and it's starting to kind of move back in a little bit, and I think that's what's starting to happen. We're seeing some really good fish on the interior oyster reefs and the interior, you know, the points and stuff that we like to fish. We're seeing some really good females, some larger females starting to gang back up on it. Now, maybe they're just moving around in between spawns, but there's certainly a lot of them still coming back to the inside. The ladyfish have shown up, so if you're fishing live bait, bring plenty. And what's really showed up and what's been driving us crazy tackle-wise is the daggum sharks. The sharks have shown up. You've heard complaints for years about them offshore. They're getting just about as bad inshore. You'd be reeling a trout in, next thing you know, he turns into a really big fish for a few seconds, and then all you get back is a head. So, yeah, the sharks are definitely becoming a problem inshore.
Yeah, well, the sharks don't abide by the new regulations either. Huh? They'll take under a 13-inch trout if they can get it.
And they'll take over a 22.
Yeah, they will. They certainly will. Well, yeah, they've been problematic. The offshore fishermen have been dealing with it. Now it's the inshore fishermen, too. Daryl, where would you say has been the better action? Has it been to the east towards Lafitte, to the west towards Fouchon, or you've been sticking pretty close to home right there around the island?
Well, a little bit of both, a little bit of sticking close to home, and if I had to pick east or west, the west side started out a real bumpy year this year. They had, don't know where it was coming from, maybe some of those projects going on over there, but they had a lot of muddy water, to the west. Fishing was very unpredictable to the point that you'd look up and it's like, I know him. He's from Leeville. What's he doing here? So they were running all the way almost to Port Sulphur from Leeville to find fish. So I would say the east has been better, but there's been a whole lot of trips where I never got out of sight of Grand Isle. In fact, this morning's going to probably be one of those because we're going to kind of watch for thunderstorms. You know, the problem is, well, like last week we ran all the way to the east. I ended up, and solely because thunderstorms and lightning was chasing me that way, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, remember, we talked about having to hide on rigs and stuff because when we ran out of places to run, it's like, guys, we just got to hide and wait it out. But there's a whole lot of fish right here close to the island, and a whole lot of birds have been working. We're getting some shrimp starting to move back in. The bait situation is a little bit tight if you're looking for shrimps. It's either you got little bitty ones or you got those 12-inch long shrimp, which is what I've got mostly. But, I mean, you haven't really needed it. I mean, the plastic is just wearing out these fish because they're hungry and they're looking for anything that moves.
Tal, I know you don't do a lot of it anymore, but you do talk to people that do. How's the snapper fishing been for the mangroves and the red snapper off the island?
Last week was a little bit tough. The reports that I was getting from the folks that went out there anywhere close to Grand Isle was a little bit tough. It, I don't know, maybe we had a little dead zone move in or something like that, because I was getting reports that places where they normally are catching 16, 18, 20-pound snapper, they were dropping down and wasn't able to lose a bait. It took some running around more to the west. That's, you know, that's one where one of the captains I was talking to who does that recreationally and, you know, just trying to pick my brain, like I told him, whenever we ran into that kind of a problem when I was offshore fishing, the story was go west, young man, go west. Get further away from that river, and you're probably going to find fish that don't have as much pressure and better water quality. So, you know, it's been up and down. It's been up and down, but I suspect that won't last long. They'll be back.
All right, it's realscreamers.com, or you can go to my site, and you'll find Darryl's website there. You can link to it, and if you like, you can give him a call. Darryl, what is the best time to call a fishing guide to get information? You guys are up very early. You're getting customers out. You're coming back. You're cleaning fish. When would you suggest somebody call if they're going to call a captain?
Would probably be after lunch, sometime around the 2 o'clock time frame, 2 o'clock until about 8 o'clock. The only ones that really get me, and sometimes I don't answer, is the ones that call at 9:30 in August, and you know, and I'm like, nah, man, I've been asleep for an hour. I'm not answering this phone.
Yeah, leave you a message, and you can call them back. What's that phone number, Dale?
Yeah, 225-937-6288. And, yeah, like I said, the big thing is, look, during our busy season, there's a many a days we don't get to see the sun go down.
Got it. Well, hope you get some fish. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be back with hour number two right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the site of the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo is going to be Grand Isle next week. It will be, sometimes you wonder whether the island's going to sink from all the spectators and anglers that'll be there. And if you're going down there fishing next week, well, here's some tips from a guy named Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He's with us each and every Saturday morning. Darryl, how long have we been doing these reports?
Don, let's see. I've been doing this 21 years, so I guess me and you've been together 17, 18?
I was thinking around 20 years, close to it, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah. It's my 21st year of guiding, so, yeah, I mean, I wasn't around too long before we connected.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on this week besides thunderstorms popping up almost daily?
Well, I mean, Don, you got to move around them. You got to run from them and kind of sometimes plan your trip. But, you know, plan your trip around them. But the good thing is the fish have been accommodating pretty much anywhere you go. In fact, earlier this week, one of my trips, I was kind of glad a storm went away because I was being hard-headed and saying, no, I know these fish are going to bite. I know these fish are going to bite. And a storm drove me off, and I'd be darned as soon as we dropped trolling motors. Like, damn, I wish I'd have been here at the beginning of this because now we're about through.
Yeah.
So it made us move and find a better bite. You know, so, I mean, there's been fish everywhere, a lot of places. You get in that deeper water stuff, and you fish more to the bottom, and you're catching a little bit better sized fish. A lot of the places you go, you're having to weed through a lot of throwbacks. And, you know, you and I have talked many times over the years that when speckled trout are schooling, a lot of times if they're 12-inch fish, they're all going to be 12-inch fish. Well, this year hasn't been the norm. You'll catch 4 or 5 12-inch fish, and next thing you know, here comes a 19, 20-inch. So, I mean, those fish are moving around, and, you know, when you were having some of those phone difficulties, I texted you one of those reports that I think some of these larger fish have done their spawning, and it's starting to kind of move back in a little bit, and I think that's what's starting to happen. We're seeing some really good fish on the interior oyster reefs and the interior, you know, the points and stuff that we like to fish. We're seeing some really good females, some larger females starting to gang back up on it. Now, maybe they're just moving around in between spawns, but there's certainly a lot of them still coming back to the inside. The ladyfish have shown up, so if you're fishing live bait, bring plenty. And what's really showed up and what's been driving us crazy tackle-wise is the daggum sharks. The sharks have shown up. You've heard complaints for years about them offshore. They're getting just about as bad inshore. You'd be reeling a trout in, next thing you know, he turns into a really big fish for a few seconds, and then all you get back is a head. So, yeah, the sharks are definitely becoming a problem inshore.
Yeah, well, the sharks don't abide by the new regulations either. Huh? They'll take under a 13-inch trout if they can get it.
And they'll take over a 22.
Yeah, they will. They certainly will. Well, yeah, they've been problematic. The offshore fishermen have been dealing with it. Now it's the inshore fishermen, too. Darryl, where would you say has been the better action? Has it been to the east towards Lafitte, to the west towards Fouchon? Or are you sticking pretty close to home right there around the island?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of sticking close to home. And if I had to pick east or west, the west side started out a real bumpy year this year. They had, don't know where it was coming from, maybe some of those projects going on over there, but they had a lot of muddy, muddy water to the west. Fishing was very unpredictable to the point that you'd look up and it's like, I know him, he's from Leeville. What's he doing here? So they were running all the way almost to Port Sulphur from Leeville to find fish. So I would say the east has been better, but there's been a whole lot of trips where I never got out of sight of Grand Isle. In fact, this morning's going to probably be one of those because we're going to kind of watch for thunderstorms. You know, the problem is, well, like last week we ran all the way to the east. I ended up, and solely because thunderstorms and lightning was chasing me that way, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, remember, we talked about having to hide on rigs and stuff because when we ran out of places to run, it's like, guys, we just got to hide and wait it out. But there's a whole lot of fish right here close to the island, and a whole lot of birds have been working. We're getting some shrimp starting to move back in. The bait situation is a little bit tight if you're looking for shrimps. It's either you got little bitty ones or you got those 12-inch long shrimp, which is what I've got mostly. But, I mean, you haven't really needed it. I mean, the plastic is just wearing out these fish because they're hungry and they're looking for anything that moves.
Darryl, I know you don't do a lot of it anymore, but you do talk to people that do. How's the snapper fishing been for the mangroves and the red snapper off the island?
Last week was a little bit tough. The reports that I was getting from the folks that went out there anywhere close to Grand Isle was a little bit tough. And I don't know, maybe we had a little dead zone move in or something like that, because I was getting reports that places where they normally are catching 16, 18, 20-pound snapper, they were dropping down and wasn't able to lose a bait. It took some running around more to the west. That's, you know, that's one where one of the captains I was talking to who does that recreationally and, you know, just trying to pick my brain, like I told him, whenever we ran into that kind of a problem when I was offshore fishing, the story was go west, young man, go west. Get further away from that river, and you're probably going to find fish that don't have as much pressure and better water quality. So, you know, it's been up and down. It's been up and down, but I suspect that won't last long. They'll be back.
All right, it's realscreamers.com, or you can go to my site, and you'll find Darryl's website there. You can link to it, and if you like, you can give him a call. Darryl, what is the best time to call a fishing guide to get information? You guys are up very early. You're getting customers out. You're coming back. You're cleaning fish. When would you suggest somebody call if they're going to call a captain?
Would probably be after lunch, sometime around the 2 o'clock time frame, 2 o'clock until about 8 o'clock. The only ones that really get me, and sometimes I don't answer, is the ones that call at 9:30 in August, and you know, and I'm like, nah, man, I've been asleep for an hour. I'm not answering this phone.
Yeah, leave me a message, and you can call them back. What's that phone number, Darryl?
Yeah, 225-937. 6288. And, yeah, like I said, the big thing is, look, during our busy season, there's a many a days we don't get to see the sun go down.
Got it. Well, hope you get some fish. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be back with hour number two right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.